I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets Podcast, made for Fundpreneurs. Fundpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Fundpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Fundpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Fundpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Fundpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Fundpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Fundpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Fundpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Fundpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a Fundpreneur. Welcome back. You're listening to Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty, your host. Thanks for being here, everyone. So today I want to share with you 12 reasons why sponsorship asks fail. So 12 reasons. Number one, the organization didn't ask for enough money. I've seen, and I've coached clients actually on this where they're charging just $50 or $100. You know, if you're a new organization, you're afraid to ask for money, right? Because it could be because of your relationship with money. However, if it's $100, throw a zero on that. So it's $1,000, right? You need to ask for more money because your organization matters, and there's no way you can do the work if you don't ask for enough money. And it's going to cost you the same amount of time and energy to ask for $100 as it is for $1,000. So ask for more. When you're asking for more money, though, you have to make sure that your stack offer is creative. This number two is the stack offer wasn't creative or favorable to the sponsor. You have to make sure it's what's in it for the sponsor and not the organization. And let me repeat that. What's in it for the sponsor and not the organization. So make sure that the creative is favorable for the sponsor. Number three is the sponsor or the nonprofit failed to follow up with the sponsor. The nonprofit failed to follow up. Number four is bad timing of the year. Now, there are certain times of the year where, like, Giving Tuesday is the most, busiest time of the year for nonprofits to be able to get funding. So, but bad timing of the year. But you got to stay consistent and not just reach out to them when you only want a donation. So be very consistent so that when they do see your information come across their desk, they're willing to say, oh, we have a relationship, because it takes time to build a relationship, right? Number five is the donor is no longer vested in the relationship with your organization. So speaking about relationship, sometimes if you don't continue that relationship in a positive way or give back to that organization, your relationship is no longer vested. So you want to make sure that you stay top of mind and relevant to the organizations and the nonprofit and the sponsor. Number six, the nonprofit failed to appropriately thank the sponsor in the past. I've seen where, and I've experienced this too, where I've worked with nonprofits and they fail to thank their donors, their sponsors, their board members, their community leaders, their volunteers. And this really burns bridges and actually, puts a little ruffle in the feathers and uncomfortable situations to work with. So nonprofits, if you are going to ask for money, if you're going to ask for sponsorship, if you're going to ask for a fulfillment of some sort, make sure that you appropriately thank the sponsors or the donors or the ambassadors or steering committee. Number seven, the nonprofit didn't fulfill the promise on a past sponsorship. So if you're going to say you're going to do XYZ in your stack offer, make sure that you do your XYZ. And you can even send snapshots of it or a certificate, something showing that how, hey, you fulfilled the promise, maybe a handwritten note as well to the sponsor. Number eight, the sponsor deadline wasn't reasonable. This happened to me, actually. We were going back and forth with creative for so long that the deadline passed for us mailing things out, and so we weren't able to get sponsors that we wanted. So create your sponsorship deadline and stick to it. Make sure that that is the deadline, that it's concrete, and that you get your information out as solid as possible. Number nine, the organization's political views. Oftentimes, because of political views, donors, they struggle. So sponsorship can be a struggle there when it comes to political views. So try to stay away from that. Number 10 is the organization failed to ask different departments within a huge corporation. Interestingly, I learned that how organizations, like say Coca-Cola, for example, they're huge, right? They have different marketing budgets for each department. So if you're going to have an event or you're going to have a fundraising ask, send the invite or send the sponsorship ask to different departments in that organization. You could see how big that organization is, but each of them have their own budget and departments to write from. So reach out to different departments in any huge corporation. Number 11 is nonprofits fail to build a relationship. Now, we all know that relationships is the key component to doing anything in life, right? Because people know, like, and trust you, and that's why they do relationship things with you. That's why they open their wallets. So continue to build that relationship. Don't always ask for a sale. Don't always ask for a donation. You know, see, hey, how can I help you? I want to help you. Simple as that. And find out what they say. And number 12 is something that you really can't control, is if a donor dies, you know, they might have entrusted their kid or somebody else in the organization to be able to write sponsorship, but you need to be able to follow up on that and get your sponsorship read by the right person in case the donor dies, and then build a relationship with that. Okay, so that's what I have for you today, 12 reasons why sponsorship ask fail. If you like this content, rate us, share on Apple Podcasts, like our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. You can also come to our event, Fundraising Secrets Mastery, December 5th in Florida, Tampa, Florida. If you're listening and it's cold where you live, come to Tampa, Florida. It's a one-day event. I'll be pulling back the curtains on everything I know about fundraising. I'm even going to teach you and break it down how to write a sponsorship ask and who to reach out to. So if that sounds good to you, go to events.fundraisingsecrets.org, events.fundraisingsecrets.org, and get your ticket to Fundraising Secrets Mastery live event. I look forward to seeing you and connecting with you. Love to you all. Happy fundraising. I'm Maya McNulty. I maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur. I'll catch you guys next time. Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.